Well, a good morning to you. Saturday's here again, and Philip Newbury here with you. And well, we got another Ask the Expert. Joining me in the studio again, we have Elaine Von Cannon, Associate Broker, ABR, SRES Notary, Residential and Commercial Property Manager. And she is with Coldwell Banker Traditions. And on her left, we have Kevin Onizuk, Branch Manager with JG Wentworth Home Lending here in Williamsburg. And I'll give you their numbers because you can get your pens ready. Here's a cell number to contact Kevin, 757-645-8996. And Elaine is 757-288-4685. Well, good morning, Elaine. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Philip.
And who's going to start us off?
I guess I will.
Wonderful.
Because ladies first, and I'm older than Kevin, so we're going to go with that.
There you go.
I wrote an article, and what piqued me is I've been reading and listening to the forecast for real estate, and
okay.
I've been doing a lot of research. All right,
when did you write that?
I wrote this article about 8 years ago. The article I wrote is called Location, Resell, and Staycation, the three new buzzwords for real estate. Well, we're going to add a fourth today.
Right.
And the fourth trumps all three of these, and it's called affordability.
Affordability.
Which my friend Kevin here is an expert on. Because we're asking the expert.
Yeah.
So anyway, that is what we're going to talk about now is those four buzzwords.
Does location play a part in the type of mortgage and the rates?
Hey, good morning, Philip. Great to see you this Saturday morning.
And great to see you.
Location doesn't necessarily play a big factor in the type of mortgage in rates for most mortgage program. There is one unique program that is set up to help home buyers in rural areas. So there is a program from the USDA, the US Department of Agriculture, the same people that certify our beef in the grocery store. They actually have a rural housing mortgage program to help promote affordable housing in areas they consider rural. Now, you don't have to be completely out in the boonies. So for this area, say James City County, it covers generally everything west of Centerville Road. So all of like upper James City County qualifies as rural for this type of a program, Norwich, Toyota, that whole area. York County, basically everything west of about Denby Boulevard, so Queens Lake is considered rural for purposes of this program. And of course, Gloucester, Matthews, you take the ferry across, all that area.
Yeah, of course.
Not Hampton, not Newport News, but it's a great program that allows for people to buy with no down payment. No down payment is required. Very low monthly payments. You don't have to be a first-time home buyer. So geographically, that's probably the most impactful thing. Otherwise, nope, not a big difference whether it's in Williamsburg or Hampton Newport News or in the mountains of Virginia. What does have an impact is the occupancy type. So if you are buying a home to live in it as your primary residence, that would have different mortgage rates and costs, even down payment requirements, than if you're buying, say, a second home or an investment property. A second home is considered something that is for you, your use and enjoyment, just not your primary residence. So you buy a place at the beach, place in the mountains, place near your kids, whatever it may be.
Right.
And then your investment property or non-owner occupied, as we call it in the industry, means the owner doesn't plan to live in it. Typically, they would rent it out. Those do require bigger down payments and have higher interest rates.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a little bit of both. Geographic, not so much, unless you have some bonuses from that specific program, but it's more what you plan to do with it.
Kevin, what is the income that would qualify you for this program?
That for the rural housing mortgage program, the no down payment program, you have to look at two things when we qualify that. Number one, like any mortgage program, we look at affordability. Can you afford the new mortgage payment based on your bills and income?
Buzzword.
Exactly. Very good. You see how I worked that in there?
I saw that. You did good.
Yeah. It was accidental, but, you know, we'll count it as on purpose.
All right.
But also with some of the programs with no down payment or grant funds, there's also maximum household income limitations. So with some of those, if you're making $200,000 a year, you're probably not going to qualify for grant funds or a no down payment type mortgage. The maximums really depend upon which program it is and your household size, which county it is. It's different by geographic region. For example, your maximum household income limits in Richmond are probably different than New Kent County. It just looks at area median incomes,
Charles City.
Many people live in the house, you know, so it depends. In some cases, it can be as low as 60,000 total household income, but it can also get up to six figures in some cases.
So Kevin's buzzword is, it depends.
It depends.
I do say that a lot in this radio show, but a lot of what I do, that is the answer. Well, it depends.
Kevin's buzzword.
Good word. All right, Elaine, we talked about location. What about resale?
All right. Our location is holding hands with resale.
Uh-huh.
Because when you're more localized into a metropolitan area, your values are up and your resale usually is higher than if you did a rural area.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in a metropolitan area, I'm talking about like the lower James City County, Williamsburg, lower York County, the cost would be a per square foot for the housing, Newport News, Hampton. Newport News and Hampton, believe it or not, is not as much as Lower York County, James City, and the city of Williamsburg.
Hmm.
They are a lot higher per square foot than those.
Yeah.
So,
but you also pay more in real estate taxes down there.
A lot more.
So you're paying less for the house, but more in real estate taxes. So you're probably going to end up with the same monthly payment. But
exactly.
In the counties, you're going to have more of it going to the house versus the city governments, local governments.
And Kevin should know he was in local government.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just throwing that in case he gets back in. But anyway, with that being said, the real estate taxes or assessments is what the county says that, in their humble opinion, and they do have assessors on staff because one of my ex-secretaries is an assessor for James City County.
Mm-hmm.
I trained her well. But anyway, what they do is they say, this is what we need per rooftop to run the municipal services, fire, school, roads, police. So the more congested you are, the more services mm-hmm. has to be provided. And that's why the real estate taxes are higher than in a rural area.
Gotcha.
Where you have like one policeman because there's only eight people that live there.
Right.
You know, so that's an exaggeration, but you get my point. All right. So when you go to resell, that does impact your value, you know, because
mm-hmm.
it impacts the type of school system that you have, you know. So the rating of the schools or how they rate, we'll take an example. West Point is a little tiny town. But in West Point, you have two taxes. You have city taxes and you have county taxes, King William. But the people in King William County, if they want to go to the West Point schools, they have to pay.
Mm.
People in King and Queen that want to go to West Point schools, they have to pay. And you're saying, why in the world would somebody pay to go to West Point schools? They're in the top three for the last 15 years of schools in Virginia.
Is that so?
That is so.
Huh.
They are one of the highest rated schools districts. Hmm. So that will also impact. So if you're buying in King William and West Point, you might not want to be in the city limits because you don't want two sets of property taxes. But then again, if you want the schools, you know, it impacts on the, and all that impacts, Philip, on resale.
Yeah.
you have to look at the whole overall, not just the condition of the house, which we look at as my profession, Kevin's profession, but you also have to look at how it's impactful on the area, the resale.
Right, that's it.
And Elaine, do you find that a lot of people with families only want to look at certain houses in certain school districts? Is that a big buying decision for a lot of people?
Yes, especially in James City County. As you know, ex-Mr. County Representative, there are certain school districts that people just absolutely adore. It's the same in York County. I'll give you an example in York County, so we won't single out James City County. Grafton. Everybody wants to be in the Grafton School District. Even my brother, who used to live there, the three houses I sold to him and sold for him, Grafton School District.
Yeah.
It is, it's just amazing. And in Gloucester, too, Upper Gloucester, that school district is more desirable. So Kevin's right. And that, you know, and you really shouldn't buy a house based on that, because if there is a cold winter and a baby surge in population, or two or three cold winters and a baby surge in population, yeah, we could get school redistricting, because you're going to build some new schools. Right, Kevin?
That's right. You never know when school redistricting is coming. No. I've certainly been through it myself. And I've talked to some school board members that they say that is the worst part of their job, because people are very passionate about the schools. They've moved to a particular neighborhood because they wanted to go to that particular school. So it's tough, but as James City County grows, as York County grows, City of Waynesburg grows, there will be new schools, and there will be changes. There will be redistricting. But in general, I think it's very important. And you know, when I'm looking to make a move probably in the next year or two, and what schools would feed from that home is a very important part of my decision.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kevin, when you're doing a mortgage, how does the appraisal affect if it's a new compared to resale? And does resale carry less weight to the lender than new construction?
Philip, let's start with saying it depends.
Oh, here we go. Buzzword.
Not, I'm kind of kidding there. But no, it really doesn't affect the appraisal as much if it's new or resale.
Uh-huh.
Your appraisal is based on several important factors, such as the size of the house, number of bedrooms, number of bathrooms. You know, really the square footage has the biggest impact on appraised value. What similar homes in the neighborhood are selling for also has a huge impact, because that's how we determine the market value. We look at the house that is being appraised, and then other homes that are similar to it in that area, similar square footage, similar number of bedrooms, and what they have sold for recently. And then the appraiser uses a comparison model, makes some adjustments to get the houses a little bit closer to each other to come up with an estimated market value. Now, one thing that can make a difference between new construction and resale is quality. One of the things that the appraiser does look at and assigns value to is the quality of construction, upkeep. But a resale that's kept well can be just as great of a quality as new construction. So, yeah.
So how, what about production homes versus custom-built homes? He knew I was going to go there. You should see the look he's giving me.
Oh, I was getting ready to go there.
Versus, you know, an established neighborhood, you know, that's been there, that is well thought of and well cared for.
Yep, I was getting ready to go there too. We all know that Williamsburg, James City County, our entire area has been known for some great custom builders and beautiful neighborhoods. When the real estate market hit a brick wall, maybe, goodness, more than a decade ago now, the large national track builders, I guess we'll call them, came in and bought up some neighborhoods that were either started or have yet to be started, and they're now developing those like crazy. The quality of construction there is certainly not what we were accustomed to in our area. I know there's neighborhoods. I just talked to a real estate agent last week who was saying there is one of those types of neighborhoods off Richmond Road where everybody that bought there, they're now trying desperately to rent them out because they realize the quality of construction wasn't there. They're not happy with it, but they can't sell it because nobody wants them.
And you have to be careful because there could be a rental cap in neighborhoods that has HOAs, and most of these have HOAs that he's talking about.
Right. So it's buyer beware. So if you're going in and getting a brand new house that sounds like a deal that's too good to be true, it probably is.
Probably is, yes.
Yes, yeah. But there's some...
You know, you did construction. You know what Kevin's talking about, Philip.
I know what you're talking about,
There's some great housing inventory out there, some very well-built houses. Just be careful about what you're buying because, you know, we all know that the cheapest way to put something together isn't necessarily the best way to put something together.
No, that's very true. All right, Elaine, let's have it. Staycation. I seem to recall hearing that.
Yes, we've heard that before. Yes.
Now, let's talk about it.
It is a huge buzzword this year.
Sure. Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. Because people cannot afford to go on vacations right now. Gasoline is up. The children are living at home with us empty nesters. The children come back and you can never get rid of them.
Yeah.
Not me, but some people,
not me
my
either,
friends.
But I know.
Yeah,
a few.
You know?
Yeah.
You have children living in the basement type scenarios, you know? But you need to look at an area when you buy a house. And we were talking about this another time. An area that has amenities around you within a reasonable distance, like a day trip. It's reasonable to go. And Kevin will tell you, he loves to do day trips. Follow him on Facebook. He's all over the place. So, Kevin, you go on like an hour and a half, 2 hour trip one way and back during a day. And that's not too much to go like to a winery tour. I'm not promoting drinking, but, you know, or to like...
I'll promote drinking.
Okay, he can promote drinking.
Yeah.
Or Charlottesville, you know, or Virginia Beach, if you want the beach. But, you know, when you look at buying a home with the buzzword staycation, look at what is a reasonable trip or a short trip. Even if you just go for the weekend, right, Kevin? Just a weekend.
Right.
You look, or if you go camping, Kevin likes camp. If you go somewhere that's within a reasonable driving distance from your house where you're not going to spend a ton of money. And especially around here, you have Williamsburg, Busch Gardens, you have Water Country, you have the beach in Williamsburg, you have the mountains up by Charlottesville. I mean, this is a center. You know, and anywhere right around Williamsburg, James City County, you know, you'd be okay because you're in the center of the... Or if you like to fish, you know, or crab or whatever.
Whatever, yeah. I mean,
just
you've got
look.
The rivers, you've got the sea, and you've got the best of everything.
And people are now looking at that when they go to buy a house. They're looking at what is within a two-hour drive, an airport even, because you're having visitors come in if you live in a nice area that they want to come and see the amenities. So, like Yorktown, Jamestown. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. So look and see the drivability or for your guests to either drive or fly in or your family to see you. And then you can have a family staycation, which is all important.
Yeah, yeah. Well, say a person has a pool, tennis court, putting green area in their backyard. How will this affect when it comes to value there with a mortgage or appraisal?
Do you, Kevin?
Depends. On are there other houses with pools and tennis courts and putting greens in the in that local area? They would show up on an appraisal as some amenities. And again, the appraiser would have to find other recent sales that had things such as tennis courts and pools to be able to do an accurate comparison of what impact that has on that local market value. So certainly it could add some market value to the property. but more so it adds desirability. So, you know, it makes people want that house more if they want those things. Now, you may find somebody that doesn't want to take care of a pool or a tennis court. So, you know, it's certainly going to have an impact there as well. But when it comes to financing, sure, you might get some value, but odds are if somebody has a pool and a tennis court and a putting green, they're probably making a pretty big down payment, if not paying cash for the house. But, you know, ideally, those are going to be things for your use and enjoyment and not as much considered an, you know, a long-term financial investment. Okay. But Elaine makes a great point about this being just such a great place. A lot of us that live here, we came here to visit, to see things like Colonial Williamsburg and Busch Gardens and Water Country. And when we came to visit, we're like, wow, this is pretty awesome. Let's live here. So people move here because of that. People retire here because of that. And people buy second homes here because of that.
Yeah.
So it's a great place to do not only a staycation, but do a staycation in your own second home.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have friends or family that love Williamsburg, James City County, York County, invite them to come back and visit again. Have them call Elaine and I, and we can get them into a great, very affordable second home that they can have to enjoy now and then maybe retire in the future.
Okay.
And Elaine, how would somebody go about calling you?
I'm just going to tell you how you
Oh, my cell. Philip, give him a cell number.
I will do that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Elaine Von Cannon, and she's an associate broker with J.G. Webb, associate broker with Coldwell Banker Traditions, of course. And the cell number, the best number to call Elaine out on is 757-288-4685. We're also talking with Kevin Onizuk. He's the branch manager with J.G. Wentworth Home Lending. And the best number to call Kevin on is 757-645-8996. Now, I have a question for Elaine. What are you seeing in the terms of sales and listings since our program last month?
Well, first quarter, we were down 15% from the first quarter of the last year.
We mentioned that last time.
Yeah. But the sales price of a 2,000-foot square home, resale home, right now is running at $155 per square foot versus the sales price of a new home at $170 per square foot. All right? That's when we come into affordability. So even though you may like a home right here in James City County, but you can get that same 2,000 square foot home for $50,000 or $60,000 cheaper, you might want to go to New Kent or King William.
Right.
Or because affordability, because as Kevin will tell you, when they get a mortgage, a lot of times you have your taxes put in, your insurance put in, and all the escrow fees and stuff. And with your monthly payment, it might be a little bit more affordable, and you won't feel as stretched if you get one that will meet your criteria. Mm-hmm. But you have to drive a little bit more. So, you know, even Charles City, you know, just depends on what you want in your criteria that's most important. And most of the time, money wins out.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, the same question to you. What types of mortgages are you seeing the most of since our last show?
Well, Philip, I've been really busy with first-time home buyers lately. It appears the first-time home buyers are excited about spring, and I've been getting application after application almost daily from first-time buyers because they're excited. Rents right now in this area are on the high side.
They're capped.
Yeah, it's expensive to rent, and it's hard to find a good place to rent, especially something with enough room for a family. With mortgage rates still being so low, they're finding mortgage payments are cheaper than renting, and you can buy with little or no money out of pocket, no down payment required. So first-time home buyers are going crazy, and really the biggest issue is finding properties. finding something in an affordable range for a first-time home buyer. So there's a demand out there. There's just not enough great properties. So if you're listening to this and you have a house that's worth, I don't know, $250,000, $300,000 or less, please sell it. Put it on the market. There's lots of people out there that want it and will take great care of it.
And also, Kevin, you know, I do property management. I have 72 of them I property manage.
You do?
I do residential, commercial, and I do commercial. Their HOAs are called POAs. I do that too.
Right.
But with the property management, Kevin's right. I will put a house out there. I'll have it rented in 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, used to, we'd give ourselves 60 days. Not anymore. There's not that many rentals available.
Wow.
And the rents, we're getting top rate right now for rents.
Kevin, do you have any lending programs you would like to tell our audience about? We're getting down on the wire, but...
Then I will keep it very short and sweet. There's free money out there, especially for first-time homebuyers. We have grant funds that can help cover some, if not all, of your down payment. It's free money you don't have to pay back. Mm-hmm. And if you do a no down payment type program, like the rural housing program I mentioned, or if you're a veteran using your VA eligibility, you can purchase without a down payment. We'll give you grant funds for that too. You can use it towards closing costs, buying down your interest rate. So the most exciting thing I have right now is free money.
And the VA loan, you can have more than two loans.
That's right.
Well, same sort of question, Elaine.
Yeah.
Any last thoughts?
Yeah, the VA loan. Call Kevin because you can have more than two VA loans at one time. Most people do not know this.
That's right. More than one.
That's great. Well, Elaine and Kevin, thank you so much. It's been a very informative show, as always, but we're just about out of time. I want to thank our guests today, and you can contact them at, this is Elaine at 757-288-4685 and Kevin at 757-645-8996. This has been Philip Newbury for Ask the Expert. Now stay tuned for more great music on FM 93.5 The Berg and WMBG AM 740. Have a great weekend and cheers.